busca de un mejor destino para ti, lo que viniera de ti.
Welcome to the Inside the Journey podcast. This is episode number 20 for Sunday, September 15th, 2013. I'm Nelson DeWitt.
And I'm John Younger.
And we are the creative team behind the documentary film Identifying Nelson, Buscando a Roberto. Can you believe 20 episodes?
Well, you've done a few more than me, but it is impressive.
Yeah, well, it's like, I was thinking about it, it's almost half a year.
Wow.
Well, you know, a couple more and then we'll be like half a year. But,
yeah,
you know.
26 would be.
Yeah, so we're getting close. Exciting. So today's show topic is called Fear and Filmmaking. And this is a topic that is interesting to me. Because as I've been doing these entrepreneurial projects, I've learned that fear is such a big part of making art. And today I wanted to take some time and kind of talk about what we like some of the fears that we face as we go to release the film. And, you know, I hope this doesn't like descend into some kind of therapy session, but I think that it's an important topic and one that many creators face whenever they go to launch things into the world. So that's the preface of today's show. We're going to kind of talk about what scares us and how to deal with that, and the maybe get into the science of why that happens. But before we do that, I just wanted to say, if you're still not subscribed to the newsletter, you should go do that. I think next week or the following week, we are going to be opening up the Advocator experience. We're going to start that, and you can apply. We'll have a form set up where you just drop in your name, and we have a couple questions so that we get to know you, and then we'll be off. So that's coming in a week. Look out for that. The address to sign up for the newsletter is inbarfilm.com/NL. I think that's it for now, right?
Yep.
All right. So on to fear and filmmaking. I guess the best place to start is with a little bit of background. I was first introduced to this concept of fear and the fear that comes when you're making art from Seth Godin and Steven Pressfield. Seth Godin is a popular marketer that I have followed for a number of years, and Steven Pressfield is a writer, and he did, I think, The Legend of Bagger Vance and many other books. But in the creative community, he's most famous for the book The Art of War. And a big part of that, he talks about this idea of the resistance and fear and, you know, self-sabotage, that as you're working on any kind of creative endeavor, you sort of do these things to undermine your own creativity. And a lot of that is based in the fear response.
And I'd say my exposure to it would be that much of my background in TV and film is in the, you know, what I sort of came up through is doing more of logistical producing. And so I would be the counterpart to these writers. They would, whenever a deadline was approaching where they were going to share something with a network or whoever, they would freak out, and it was very unpleasant, and so that's very real to me. And otherwise nice people will just feel very vulnerable and get very agitated when it comes time to share their work, and it's common, and I'm probably doing it myself now. Well, so, but on the other end of it, my job was always to just keep pushing. and so now I'm feeling a lot of sympathy for those people.
Yeah. You know, one of the reasons why we're doing this today, this episode, and the podcast in general is just so that we can be very open and honest with you, the audience, and, you know, share some of what we're learning and also some of our challenges and what our mindset is as we, you know, are on this journey, hence the name Inside the Journey.
And also because we're gearing up and we're going to put something out, and it's time. And granted, we're giving ourselves still a lot of time to do that, I think it's just sort of airing of these things and getting them out and being a little bit transparent about them, and hopefully it's helpful to our process. So there you have it.
Now on to what scares us.
And I want to add like a two-parter,
Sure.
okay? Because I think part of it for you, like to get to the heart of it really is like there's sharing creative work and then there's sharing your life, because this is sharing your life. And I think your family has been in a very good way protective about when it's time to do that and what gets shared. And so I'd just ask on your end, what's scary about sharing your story, period, and then what's scary about the artistic process?
That's a really good question, actually. I don't know how much of sharing my story scares me because I guess I've been sharing it forever. Since I was 16, I've always just repeated the story and repeated and repeated and repeated it. And so I don't feel anything from, anxiety about sharing it or talking about it and telling people what happened. I think one of the things I've learned from this is that talking to someone about, these really deeply personal issues actually makes it easier to deal with them, and that the hardest point in my life was when I kept it all inside and I didn't share any of it.
So, you're rearing to go is the answer.
Yeah, I guess, where did I write this? Somewhere I wrote down that, like, since I was 16, I knew I would be here telling this story and sharing it. Because it's kind of like when you have this story, what else can you do with it but share it?
Are you scared of the way people might react to it? Or, I mean, like when the biggest way we've shared it was when a very inaccurate version of it showed up on Huffington Post, right? And there, depending on the audience, there were a lot of very quick opinions formed, of very derogatory things said about family members. Like, does that scare you?
No, not really.
People had strong opinions about what we were doing,
Right.
period.
But as we talked about on an earlier episode, growing up as perhaps a citizen of the internet, if you want to put it that way, like I've seen this before, and I know that people just say the most ridiculous, hurtful things in comments. And so I'm not concerned so much about what they're saying in the comments because it's anonymous. And I'm not worried about people hating it. I'm not worried about people liking it. But the thing that like scares me to death is like people not loving it, like not having people show up,
Not caring either way.
not caring either way. Right, exactly. Not caring enough to support what I'm doing or go out of the way or cross the street or whatever metaphor you want to pick, that it doesn't move people.
That they don't connect to it.
Right, that they don't connect to it, that I'm just here on my own saying the story and no one's listening. Like that I think is the scariest thing that and I wrote this in a post that like, I was somewhat exaggerating, but like this idea of waking up as a, kind of starving, struggling artist that no one cares about, like that's kind of terrifying. Because it means that you're irrelevant. That you're not doing stuff that matters to other people. And I think that that means more to me than
Or even not only relevant, but and when we talked about this in the beginning, it's and when you just talked about it earlier in this episode, it's people connecting to it. It's people, your experience is outside the status quo, outside whatever normal is, right? I guess, and so it's isolating if people don't connect to it.
yeah, and then maybe on the personal side, it's of being alone, that like no one gets me. That's kind of where the fear comes in on a personal level. The hardest time when I was doing these projects and working on stuff was back in like 2007 or 8 when I was writing Anna's Miracle and like no one was showing up. And you're pouring your heart out into the world and it's just met by crickets,
It
right?
wasn't having the effect you wanted, is what you're
Right. Yeah.
saying. Okay.
And at the best point in time, I had like 40 readers, I think, you know, and I was just checking out our stats on the podcast the other day, and we got 40 downloads on the past couple episodes, which is amazing, you know, to me. And thank you everyone who's listening because like it's so exciting, you know, that like, you know, I'm producing this thing that is reaching people and that people are responding to. So that, you know, helps kind of ease those fears of waking up alone. All right, so let's flip the script here.
Okay.
And John, what are some of the things that you are afraid of?
Well, I just think doing a good job, you know, and I mean, obviously, I've put a lot, devoted a lot of energy and attention to this, and it's not done yet, and it should be, right? And life has gotten in the way, you know. I guess this is why documentaries take a little while sometimes, is other things sometimes have to come first to pay the bills. But that aside, I have to do a good job on this, period. I don't know, maybe that's sort of a self-sabotaging thing. Like, really, to do a good job on something, you have to take it step by step and do little pieces at a time, and maybe I just get overwhelmed with, like, okay, you know.
Well, you know, the
I probably judge myself for it, and that's scary. I mean, so, and it's a, and I think also it's scary to sort of walk this line of I am inserting a lot of my talents or my skills into it, and yet it's a really big subject that's totally not about me, and I'm not important to, right? I mean, there's a 500 missing kids 30 years later, and families that have undergone type of suffering I can't imagine. And your story has something very important to say about that, and so we just want to get it out there and do a good job with it. And so it's sort of, I'm scared of what the balance of inserting myself versus not inserting myself is, you know,
But it's
and
not
stuff.
that you aren't relevant to it, right?
Well, I don't know what, it's not about me,
You
you know?
weren't affected by it, but you know, like it goes back to that Derek Sivers or TED Talk, you know, how movements start. And it's this one guy, and he makes the video is this guy dancing in a crowded field of people, and he's the only one dancing, and then finally, someone comes up to join them and starts dancing with them, and then all these other people come and join, and then it becomes this big thing. And the point that Derek Sivers tries to make is that this person dancing alone, he becomes a leader only because there's this other person there, the follower. And he makes it so the first guy is an alone nut, you know, like, because if he's out there dancing alone, then he's this sort of crazy
We
guy
should
on his own.
include the link to this so people can see, because
We
it's pretty
will, yeah.
beautiful.
And so I think that for me goes back to, you know, that place of anxiety and fear of being the lone nut, right? And so I think that's one of the reasons why I agreed to do the film with you, right?
Thank you. And I think what I'm scared of is my job, my place, is to help you distill this story in such a way that it affects people. And through my own shortcomings, you know, it isn't done yet. And so that's scary, you know, like,
Well, why do you think it has to be done now? You know, isn't there this saying like it's done when it's done? You know, like I know we want to get it out in a timely fashion, but who's to say that the timely fashion isn't
now, I agree. I agree. And I feel like it is now. I don't, I mean, it's just, you know, fear of failure. It's this is my version we've done part of it really well, and now and we've framed a lot of it, and now it's time to bite off the next little piece and keep going, because it can be just as impactful as the first piece, right? It, the second piece is really what will tie your story to a larger story. And so that's important, and that's what we're working on now.
So when you were pushing all those other crazy people, right, to finish their scripts or whatnot, like, did you see anything from them that helped, that like allowed them to keep moving, or was there anything that they did?
A lot of those memories are very strong because it was with really crazy people. So I don't know that they're all well, certainly there's some of them are good role models to look at, some of them aren't. I don't know. I guess the ones that stick out in my mind most are the ones that were the craziest.
I mean,
I think
was it a
I think
matter of just pushing through and you know, like
I
locking
think it's
yourself in a
I
room?
think it's a matter, well, yes, but it's also a matter of creating systems and having good organizational structures, like bulletin boards with note cards, and trust, and letting those systems lead you through, because it is a truly painful process to write. A lot of people, it's a, I don't think this is self-serving to say, like, it just is painful, and that's a very common thing. And so I think that having systems, and yes, sitting down in a room and doing it, but also having a bulletin board, or having some people to bounce things off of and get feedback, and having deadlines, and also just having the time to do it. Just having a good structure is, I think, what you need to fall back on to get it done. I
No,
think
go ahead.
also here's what I take from it too, is like, part of the internal argument about things, like, I can debate this version versus that version all day, but I'll still be stuck debating versions. And really, we want to finish this thing because we have another point to make afterwards. So if I want to go make that other point, I've got to come to some compromises with myself and get some solutions in place. And because I don't just want to be stuck on one thing to say, I think there's other points, other parts of this story that, we want to get to and address, and we can't do that until we get through this first episode. One thing that sticks out in my mind is our interview with Suyapa Serrano, because she was so incredibly dignified, and I'll remember that interview for the rest of my life, and I feel irresponsible that it's taken this long. She gave something to us, and I want to complete our role in it. And I think and that's all there is to it.
So I think one more thing, and then we'll kind of wrap it at that. This is something that I wanted to bring up, but we won't go into too detail about. But one way I found to deal with this that is extremely helpful is understanding the biology of why we feel this way. And the short version of this is that there's a part of our brain that is responsible for this fear mechanism, and it's kind of bored in today's society. You know, like it when we evolved, we had to worry about being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, but now we don't have that problem. And there's really, you know, for all intents and purposes, there's not a lot that's going to happen to us. You know, we're not going to get eaten by a lion or something like that. We're pretty safe. So this part of our brain kind of gets bored and latches on to these projects because it makes us feel like we're stepping outside of the tribe, that we're going out on our own, and that we're
Are
going to
you going
be.
all South Golden on me?
Yeah, I am a little bit because this is what's helped me. So yes,
Okay.
Seth Godin has this wonderful term called the lizard brain that he introduced to me that I think is out there. You know, it's kind of this metaphor for the actual biology. But, you know, when you start to freak out, it always helps me to say, well, that's just my lizard brain. You know, and you kind of, it gives you this a little bit of power, and you can distance yourself from it because you're saying, yes, I feel anxious about launching this Kickstarter project, about writing this post, about this, but it's just my lizard brain, you know, and you know, let me step back and then I'll deal with that. But I know that it'll be okay. And it's just this part of my biology that's kind of going haywire at the moment. So like that to me gives me a lot of comfort to be able to say to myself, you know, oh, I'm just lizard braining.
Okay. I've heard you use that a lot. Now I know what it means.
Right. Well, I feel like that's a good place to wrap the show, both because of time consideration and because, you know, as I said in the beginning, we don't want this to be like a crazy therapy session. We just wanted to talk about some of the anxieties that come up when you are producing something and putting it out into the world. So hopefully some of you out there can relate and find this useful and have the courage to go produce amazing things yourself. Sign up to the newsletter if you haven't, inbarfilm.com/NL. And that's it for today. I'm Nelson DeWitt.
John Younger.
And cue the music.